Hey guys, welcome to the 2017 Holiday Gift Buying Guide from Capes and Scowls. I'm Tim. You can find me at @mad_dog_Tim on Twitter. And we are also at Capes and Scowls on Twitter. We are everywhere. If you stumbled upon us because you were just Googling holiday gift search, welcome. And you can find us on iTunes. You can find us where most podcasts can be found. And our website is capesandscowlspodcast.com. Our email, capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. So let's get into it. This is a holiday guide. I tried to make it a little different. This is kind of like you're at wit's end, and like you're the people you're buying gifts for, they have their Harley Quinn underwear and their Deadpool coffee mugs, and you just don't know what to get them. You don't know what's hot. I'm going to help you. I have a couple categories. We're going to plow right through them. So I'm going to start with trades, but trades are very subjective. I feel there's a large community of people who do not like superhero comics. And there's a lot of great non-superhero comics out there. So I'm going to pick some from a couple different companies to give you an idea of what's out there. I'm going to start with Dark Horse Comics. I'm going to start with Rebels. Rebels is by Brian Wood, and it is about the Revolutionary War. It is historical fiction, meaning it is accurate to the timeline, but it is about made-up characters. Rebels, again, by Brian Wood. Brian Wood's very good. He writes all kinds of historical fiction, including Northlanders, and of course Rebels. And he has also done the superhero stuff as well. A jack of all trades, I'd say. So I think for the history buff, you're definitely going to enjoy Rebels. Next, I got Giant Days from Boom Comics. Giant Days is a story of three women as they're about to start their college career, and kind of a funny kind of take on college and just being, you know, an empowered woman in a world where things are kind of crappy sometimes. The three main characters, are very different types of characters, and how they interact with people is always really fun, but how they interact as a group being so different is really fun. This book features more, I don't want to say cartoony art, because that sounds demoralizing. I love cartoony art. It's just not a very realistic art style, but it's a very great, it's great art style. It fits the story. It fits some of the gags. It is cartoony, and I love it, and I wouldn't have it any other way. This book would be terrible with a super realistic art style. So check it out. Giant Days is a lot of fun if you want more slice of life, but nothing too over the top. Nothing too gross to deal with. It's not really for kids, but it's not so, you know, it's a nice teen, rated teen kind of comic. Next, we got God is Disappointed in You. I believe this is Top Shelf Comics. I forgot to check before starting recording, and I don't care. God is Disappointed in You is a book of the Bible. It is a retelling of the Bible in a humorous fashion. It is accurate to the Bible, but it features, God, this would be such a blasphemous book to certain people, so maybe you want to get them this book to mess with them. But it is historically accurate, it is quite humorous, and the way it is worded, the way all the characters talk, characters quote-unquote, believe what you believe, you will really enjoy this book. I love this book. I understand it's not for everybody, so please, if somebody is super religious, do not get them this book. You can tell them it exists, and maybe if they have a sense of humor, they would enjoy it. But it's not intending to be sacrilegious, it's meant to be humorous. It's still going to tell you the entire story of the Bible. You're secretly going to learn the Bible. Now, I wanted to pick a big series, something that is just known for being great, and I think Vertigo Comics is the way to go. I was thinking Sandman, I was thinking Why the Last Man, they have these, you know, big volumes for Why the Last Man, but I have to pick my favorite book of all time, which is Preacher. Preacher, of course, has the show on AMC, so it's reaching a larger target audience. People may want to get into the book. There is, I believe, 6 of these big, thick $20 volumes, which is the whole series, including the one-shots. And I believe the series ran 66 issues. When you add in the one-shots, you're probably closer to 70, 75. So this book is so fantastic. Again, if you're a religious person, you might not like this book. It isn't trying to be sacrilegious, but there's definitely some gross out things going on. All right, it might be trying to be a little sacrilegious. But if you're enjoying the show, the book is better. And I don't hate the show, but the book is better. So please check out the book. It's by Garth Ennis and Steve Dillon. All right, my next book is Paper Girls from Image Comics by Brian K. Vaughan. This is his most recent book and is still ongoing. If you've heard that name, it's because I just mentioned him in Why the Last Man. He also is currently writing Saga. Saga is a really good pick. A lot of people have gotten into non-superhero comics because of Saga. If they're enjoying Saga, Paper Girls is much the same storytelling from Vaughn. Another thing is, if you're a fan of Stranger Things, that whole 80s kids go on an adventure kind of thing, this is also that. It's about four young girls that they're on a paper route and they're riding their bikes. It really is an amazing time that this came out just a little bit before Stranger Things. It was perfect timing. I don't think it was planned, because I'm sure that he's been writing this for a while. It's a really cool story, though. The four girls go on an adventure, things happen, and there's a little bit of a, is it an alien, is it a supernatural kind of twist? You have to check it out. So that is my pick for non-superhero trade paperbacks, graphic novels. All right, so for my next category, it's goodie books, the kind of books that you want to speculate on, books that are likely to go up that you could get cheaper now, and maybe you would give somebody a great investment. Now, understand, speculating is purely that, but let's just follow the trends and see what's going on. You gotta follow the movies, you gotta follow the TV shows, you gotta follow the writers and the artists. So here's a couple picks. I got four good picks for you, and of course I gotta start with Moon Knight, because I love Moon Knight, he's my favorite character. But the 80s Moon Knight number one has been going up and up and up. It is the easier to attain semi-key for him, because his first appearance is in Werewolf by Night 32. That's a very tough book to find, even in bad shape. So Moon Knight number one is his first regular series. It ran 30-some issues and started in the early 80s. And it's a very good series, but that book has gone over the course of the last year from a $5 book to a $20 book, sometimes even higher. If you're gonna have a fan of Moon Knight of course being a schizophrenic superhero with a Batman-style arsenal, you gotta check this out. It is 80s, so it's a little different than they probably would update his origin for anything else, but that's fine. My number three pick, I got Savage She-Hulk, number one. This is also late 70s, I believe, not early 80s. This book, a lot of people see it and they kind of pass it over, but what they don't realize is it's actually the first appearance of She-Hulk. She-Hulk has been a bigger character in the Marvel U, and I feel she's one of the better characters that would be really fun to interject, especially into the movie universe. There's been no talks of that per se at the moment, but she's a great character. This book has been skyrocketing as well. Usually you can find it in the $20, $30 range. All right, for my next pick, number two, I've got Tales of the New Teen Titans, number 44. This is the first appearance of Dick Grayson as Nightwing. This book is not a super rare book, but there is so much talk of a Nightwing movie, so much talk of other things going on with the character. He's still a predominant part of the DCU since Rebirth. I think it's a great pickup, and it's not crazy expensive yet. On the low end, you can find it $20-$30. On the higher end, it's usually like $60. I wouldn't pay any more than that. So it's a good book. It's, you know, mid to late 80s. Just, it's a good one to grab. And then finally, the speculate book. This book is, it's confirmed to be hot, but it could get way hotter. And it's DC Comics Presents number 26. This is your first appearance of Cyborg. It is also your first appearance of Raven and Starfire. Three first appearances in one book is instantly a good buy. Currently, you can find this book on probably on its cheapest. You can find a more beat up copy for $30-$40. It tends to be a little more. I wouldn't pay more than like $100 for it, unless it's like pristine and you want to grade it. But that's another beast all unto itself. All right, and my next section is things that are confirmed to be movies or projects that have been greenlit, so maybe you want to check them out, maybe you want to buy them as an investment, but maybe you just want to read them. So I have three picks, my three favorite picks for this. Number three is Sex Castle. It is a graphic novel by Image Comics by Kyle Starks. He has been on our podcast several times. He is an amazing man. He's a fun-loving man. His book Sex Castle has been picked up and optioned to be a movie, and there's a lot of talk of Workaholics people working on the movie, and you know, these things can change a thousand times, but Sex Castle is the 80s action movie. It's all of them rolled into one. Yes, it has a weird name, and that's kind of funny on purpose. He knew what he was doing when he named it, and if you want, you can check out some past interviews we've done with him. He talks about that. But Sex Castle's just fun. If you like Die Hard, if you like Predator, like, these are the kind of action movies that are all rolled in one. All right, and my number two pick is Strangers in Paradise by Abstract Studios, and this is a Terry Moore book. Terry Moore is probably most famous for this book. It's a slice of life comic that deals with two best friends as they are, you know, kind of moving on with their adult lives and what happens with them. There is, for the most part, it's a very, like I said, slice of life, but there's a little bit of a mob thing going on in the beginning that will come back every once and again. But for the most part, this is a very realistic book. Terry Moore has been praised for drawing characters, especially women, to look like women as, you know, sexy women, but they're not, you know, these anorexic, giant-breasted women. And I love that. And Terry Moore has drawing books that are really good as well. You can check out. But Strangers in Paradise started in the 80s. It was an indie book. It's almost impossible to find first prints of this book. There's just not a lot of them. And you're going to pay for it. So if I wouldn't recommend buying those for somebody who hasn't heard of it, but there are pocket editions of this. There's six pocket editions. They're about $15 a piece. And they're super thick. That is the best way to catch up on this book. It is a fantastic book, and I recommend it. All right, and my number one pick is Deadly Class, written by Rick Remender. It was released by Image Comics. It has, I believe, 5 or 6 trades out right now. The number one issue doesn't go for a ton, but now that they started filming a pilot, it's going to start going up. So you can actually find the number one issue, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, but I would do it sooner rather than later. If you wanted to just get the first trade, I believe it's one of the Image $10 trades to get you to try the series. I lost my mind when they said Henry Rollins was in the pilot, so they got star power at least, so let's see what happens with that. All right, moving on to a new category, recent back issues that are a little tougher to find. These are ones that maybe, you know, you're buying for somebody who has a pull bin and they're just missed out on this hot issue. This won't cost you crazy, well, there's a range here, but this probably won't cost you stupid money to get. The first one is the most heavily priced one, and it's Rick and Morty number one. There's a lot of printings of this, so please be careful of that, but a first printing of Rick and Morty is going to run you over $100. Like I said, it's our most heavily priced issue. But it is super hard to find. It had a low print run, and Rick and Morty is red hot, and that transcends comics. So people are coming into Rick and Morty that maybe wouldn't. If you have somebody who likes Rick and Morty, but you're unable to get the number one at a price you can afford, you can always, again, Kyle Starks, my dear friend Kyle Starks, you can find him on the interwebs. He's not hard to find. He is actually the current writer of Rick and Morty, and he also draws, so maybe you can get some work done through him. My next pick is 7 to Eternity, number one. This is another Rick Remender book. Remender's been red hot. This book came out, it didn't have a crazy low print run, but the number ones instantly started going for $60 online, and they seem to be holding there. This book came out several months ago. It already has 2 volumes of trades out, so maybe the trades are the way to go, but if you want to hunt down the issue, it's not unattainable yet. And if you get a variant of number one, they're actually cheaper than the regular cover. That is not a common thing, but it's the way to go. It is still a number one, so that's an option as well for those of you who might have more of a $10-$15 kind of budget for somebody. All right, my next two picks are actually kind of tied in together, so I'll just do them back to back. The Button by DC Comics, part of their Rebirth relaunch. There is Batman number 21 and 22 and The Flash number 21 and 22. Those 4 issues make up the Button storyline, and all 4 of them feature lenticular covers. If you're trying to collect a set of lenticular covers, it is going to roughly cost you $20 to $30, which isn't terrible, and they look really sweet. The series has to tie in with the Doomsday Clock and the whole Watchmen coming into the DCU, which is happening now. That's going to wrap up within the next year, so maybe they want to get in on that before they're completely far behind. My other pick, number 2 here, is DC Universe Rebirth. It was a one-shot that they did shortly after rebooting Rebirth, and it ties in again to Doomsday Clock and this Watchmen thing. It's, you know, it's not the greatest book in the world, I'm not gonna lie. I enjoyed it, but it was where they first teased the Watchmen coming back in, and this book will roughly cost you 10, 15 at the absolute most, but I think you can find it for 10 easy. It's kind of something I'm saying because it's one and done, and it's probably gonna tie in, and maybe in the long run, it might actually be an important issue. And my number one pick for a back issue that is more recent and tough to find that somebody would love to get if they missed out on is Mr. Miracle, number one, and also number two is a little tough. From DC Comics, Mr. Miracle is a Jack Kirby character. He ties into Darkseid. He's an escape artist, and The art in this book is great. It's Tom King, who's been writing Batman. He's red hot, and he's been red hot ever since The Vision came out. He won an Eisner for that. He went to DC. He wrote Omega Men. He's written a bunch of other things, but I really enjoy what he's doing with this book. It's fantastic. Issue one was just gone. Instantly gone. And if you can find the regular cover, good on you. There is a couple variants, and please be careful of the printings. I believe the variant to issue one is the cover for the second printing of issue one. It's just so incredibly similar. So just make sure you're buying the correct one. The regular cover has a picture of him on a stage with a curtain behind him, and he's chained up to something to escape. And my final recommendation for somebody, and this is a more affordable thing. Like I said, I understand not everybody has big budgets, and not everybody, maybe you have a Pollyanna, maybe you don't want to spend crazy money on somebody, but you want to get them something. How about a streaming service? Amazon, Hulu, Netflix. They all have comic-themed shows on them, and they're all, for the most part, pretty good. I won't get into ragging on the ones that aren't. Amazon has The Tick, which people are absolutely losing their mind for because it's very accurate to the New England Comics original publications. Hulu just started The Runaways, which is still, you know, being unveiled as I speak. Runaways is that's another Brian K. Vaughan book. You see themes here, certain people. Maybe you should go check out Paper Girls. And Netflix has just dropped The Punisher, which I have just started, and it is fantastic. It may end up being my favorite Netflix show, and I'm not surprised because it's grounded in reality. The Punisher could exist. It's not superpowers-based, at least not yet. So that is Capes and Scales Holiday Gift-Giving Guide 2017. And if you have questions, you can email us, capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com. If you're not sure of anything I said in this video, if you actually just want to talk to me, hey, shoot me an email. I'll help you out. I'll point you in the right direction. I'll send you a link. Whatever you need, I'll help you get the correct item. So thank you for checking us out. Make sure you check us out at capesandscalespodcast.com. You find us on the social medias. We're on Facebook. We don't do a lot there. I'm on Twitter at @mad_dog_tim. I do a lot there. We're on Instagram. We're just everywhere. Just come find us. Give us a big old virtual hug or something. All right. Thank you for checking this out.